This thing on.
Demo Gods!
It is Demo Gods. And Finn Johansson is here.
Kia ora, Karen.
Kia ora, how you doing?
I'm doing great, yeah.
I just got a text. Did you hear that about Bob Marley's hair?
I did, on the way in.
Yeah? This says November the 7th, right out of town, Karen. I thought maybe they're thinking about that's when the auction is, but it's actually on the, it is actually this week, on the 9th of April. So maybe that's a text about something else.
Mystery.
Texter, tell me what you mean. Okay, how are you? How's your week been?
I'm doing great, yeah. Thank you for holding it down last week.
Yeah, how was Cuba Duper?
Oh, it was the best Cuba Duper. I've been saying this to everybody. It's the best Cuba Duper I've ever been to, and they've all been amazing. But I, as a Wellingtonian, found little alleyways that I'd never been down before that just had, like, rages being thrown. Lines around the block everywhere. Yeah, it was so good. And the set with Fables was nice. It was lots of fun. And we got it all wrapped up by 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. So the rest was just party time.
You were able to go out and enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Have you done a Cuba Duper or a Cuba Street Carnival even?
I really haven't. When I lived in Wellington, that wasn't happening because it was a long time ago.
Honestly, Chris Cubby says it best. It's like Tamaki, I think, needs one of those. Just something that's free, has a million stages. I suppose Auckland is decentralised more than Wellington, so it's a bit harder to... Like Wellington, you do a pub crawl or a bar crawl, and it's like 5 bars and within 1 minute's walking distance, or 3 venues, you know? And I suppose Auckland doesn't quite have that. It's got its own strengths, but it would be so nice.
Okay, well, that's something to put on the wish list.
Yeah, if you've got $100,000, that probably costs way more than that to put on.
Yeah, so you didn't come in last week, of course, but Jade came in.
How was it?
Jade was great. Loved the track. Great talking to Jade from Club Ruby. It was fun.
I texted you both afterwards and you're both so excited to have met each other.
Oh, that's nice.
New friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. The song was brilliant, funny.
I forgot that I could listen back to the podcast, so I'm going to this week. I'm looking forward to it.
It's on the BFM website if you want to hear the track. If you want to hear any of the tracks that people that Finn is working with, then you can go to 95bfm.com and just look up the Saturday Spring, and they're there under the Demo Gods.
You kind of have to wade through the podcast, which is kind of cool because it means we can do interesting things with the tracks if we want to later on.
Wade through the chatter.
Yeah, wade through the chatter.
I think you want to know about the song, don't you?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Part of the appeal.
Of the appeal of listening to a demo that somebody done, how they've made it. I certainly think that. I'd rather know something about something before I hear it rather than after I hear it.
That's a good point. Yeah, I feel like we do a good job of the order nowadays. I feel like sometimes in the past we'd play the song and then, yeah, you want to prime people. And speaking of priming people,
I could
prime you for the person this week.
Who are you working with this week?
So this week we're coming out to the end of season 3 of Demo Gods, aren't we?
Yes, but it is only season 1 for 2026. That's confusing.
Right, yeah, it's our third season in total.
Yeah.
And this is going to be episode 5 out of 6. And I thought we haven't had any rappers, we haven't had any hip-hop on here at all. Partly because, you know, with this show, it's easy to mobilize people who I know, and I just don't know many rappers around Auckland. So I was racking my brain, like, who could I cold call?
Tom Scott.
It's scary. It's scary cold calling people. The only person who I've done a Demo God with who I hadn't met was Andrew Fagan. And I feel like I got the intro, and he was so nice. So I was thinking, who do I do? And I was talking to Josh from Exploding Rainbow Orchestra.
Yes.
And because he's very well versed with, you know, cold calling people and getting groups of people together and curation and things. And he was like, he reminded me that Jackal the Blackal exists, who's an underground jazz stream of consciousness kind of rapper. And I'd heard his last album that he put out. And I was like, that's amazing. Of course, Jackal the Blackal. I will ask Jackal the Blackal. I still don't know Jackal the Blackal's real name. I'm going to meet up with him and go, what's your name?
Just call him Jackal.
Yeah, hey Jackal. But it's one word, so I kind of have to say, hey Jackal the Blackal. If anybody wants to Google to listen to Jackal the Blackal later, it is all one word.
I don't think you have to say, hi Jackal the Blackal. Don't even say his name.
I'm glad we're talking about this now. Hi bro.
Hi bro.
Hello bro.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it's Jackal the Blackal.
Who is Jackal the Blackal?
Jackal the Blackal is a multi-instrumentalist which I found out, and a writer and a dancer. On Jackal the Blackal's Bandcamp, it says song and dance man, and I had no idea how true that was. I'll illuminate that later, especially the dancing part of it. But basically, Jackal the Blackal self-produced kind of jazz raps with a, like, bro loves video games. And that was my first way in. I was like, he likes video games. I like video games. But I didn't know how deep it would go. I want to say firstly that when you make music like this, you can either sample it or you can make the beats yourself, right? And sampling it involves, you know, taking records that already exist and chopping them and then screwing them and then turning them into your own beat to rap over. And I was listening and I was like, well, he must be doing this. He must be sampling all of his samples to make his beats. And then I was on TikTok and he had a breakdown of him and his band playing the jazz piano, playing the jazz drums, playing the jazz fretless bass, playing the harmonica. And it dawned on me that all of the stuff that you hear, I'm not sure if all of it's just made by him and then put through a tape machine and then chopped and screwed himself. I'm not sure if he makes all his own samples, but it really muddied the water for me. I was like, this is incredible. It's not just, yeah, my first instinct was that it's all like anime soundtracks, you know, really like obscure anime soundtracks, like a Cowboy Bebop or something. That's not very obscure, but now I'm like, yeah, I guess we're making our own samples next week when we hang out, which is kind of a bit more fun, because when I make music, I haven't sampled. And that was another way that I was a little nervous about doing hip hop, because I was like, I'm not really fast with sampling. I don't really have a huge catalog of like things that I can draw from. Of making beats isn't my specialty. Rapping obviously isn't my specialty. So it was I'm shy on multiple fronts with this, but it's cool that we might be able to make our own beats for this one with Jackal the Blackal.
Okay, let's have a listen to those who don't know Jackal the Blackal. This track is Garcian.
Garcian.
Garcian from an album that came out last year, Guns Akimbo. Mm-hmm. Jackal the Blackal. Hi, Mr. Jackal. Well, you call it Hi, Mr. Blackal.
Hi, Mr. Blackal. Yeah, we'll work on it.
Sun-kissed rose parade, Garcian tipped his gun. Flower rips slow for rain, my crack lens pick him up. Scab lips, stoic plate, car stripped and hit and run. Root canal, rad clip, dual wheeling a rules front. Punk blue, frail moon, rolling over the roof. Struck, food for sale, thanking for the fuel. Stealing the loot, punks, western pools, foolery, fool a fool. Never do, trust recession blood. Cow level ever since, had his room shut. Moves up, clattery, score swing, spiral digit. It's that streamy and goofy, it's that Conrad spirit soon. Flunk dad livid, I studied partly on par. Seems stress, lyrics soaring unplanned, they hadn't barred me. Barracuda swam, no look back on focus jarring. Croft sooner amps off twinning Katayanagi. Wick burning Fleetwood, landslide on the star. Dreams was rolling round the prison like Katamari Damacy. Laugh abasing before your party. Commands half praying a final roll before they guard me. Must turn to Africa, that hurts, doesn't it? Hardly, but loved it. Silver case, crushed raw, milk is faith. Rough swig, pills to take. Blood spilled, nick my face. Cut fingers, stiffer waist. Front drifted, killers, hasty behavior. Unconvincing, there wasn't cables on consequences. Bitch scraped a degree, reluctantly went to college with. Shit skating demeanor, unstuttered bitch up by golly skipped. Strange way, muddled game, evading, got me a consequence. Yo, betcha by golly, don't drown me in. Critical shot, far from the folly hits. Polished it, T.S. Eliot, Sully wrote his poems and party glitz. Scratch the ticket, a paragraph, fix the author, anonymous. Pay another 22 for his Obi strip. Groggy whisper, bidding for purchase, comment and hide my acknowledgements. Discord's payment stash, hiding paste, a white collar ripped. His cabinet dusty, my claim was contradicting. Apologist, it's meant physical, spent my final dollar with. Out of the pocket, thin shit, apology written, justify itch. Rebecca riding on the edge, runner up, hefty placement. Precious land, who loses a hand fits. Second hitting, yes, the gunner guts, but never in that granite. Truman's head splits. Left the face, third eye, doubted himself like Garcian. Patch a suit, the burn stays located, far side, they cast a grip. Bizarre, the devil locked opposition, mercy by Guardian. Barking back to shoot their armor, getting mixed up with cardigans. Heaven smiling, karma full tipping a ton of carcasses. Seven trailing harms, where blood that they stain the couple with. Empty it, only thing left hollow before we part this fit. Penny flip the old guy so we we can follow those out to parliament. Monkey talk, leaping off laundry line, dodging father's fist, son talk, cold world, embracing everybody full of marketing. Marcus chin chips along his window, raw band marks for my eulogy, the messages from the stars slips. So with the stars tip, monkey talk, leaping off the mockingbird, mocking shit. Fuck it, yeah, yeah. Elliot wrote it in poneglyphs.
Well, it's funny, but you know, when you're in elementary school and a teacher asks the class, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And everybody says fireman or pilot or nurse, you know, or whatever. The one thing that came to my mind very early on was architect. I don't know why, you know, where I got it or what, but I always have had kind of a constructive and structural liking for those things.
I wonder who that is.
I tried to type all of those words yeah. into Google, but I couldn't find who it was.
So that Garcian is the name of the track from Jackal the Blackal. That's great.
Yeah, I thought I could, if anybody's kind of into a more archaeological dig through these songs, I put together a list of the references in just the first verse, and it's like 10 things long, diverse references to random stuff. I love it. A lot of video games. Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. That takes a name check there. T.S. Eliot writing his poems in poneglyphs, which is like a One Piece reference, so like anime reference, T.S. Eliot reference. This guy's got it all.
I had a quick look at the video whilst that song was playing. What a great clip it looks like. He's reading the lyrics while he's rapping, unheard of, from a school notebook.
Yeah, the Handycam video.
yeah, but he's got like, you know, he's obviously doing it on purpose, which is you know, great. I haven't remembered them. They're written down here and I'm all around Auckland.
Yeah, yeah.
The foreshore and various places of the North Shore.
Yeah, and it is. It's like the attention to detail in that video. It's like they're in an elevator and then they do the elevator security camera. And it's like someone probably just held up their phone to be the security camera and then they put camera filter on it. But it's like all that stuff is a lot of fun, mate.
Yeah, okay. Jackal the Blackal, your guest next week on Demo Gods. Coming to your place?
We're not sure yet.
Right.
I've offered.
And prompt?
I've sent them. Oh, no, I've sent them to my other Demo God. I haven't sent them to Jackal the Blackal yet, so don't know.
Yeah, how many have you got left? You've got a few left.
Two left.
What would a rapper go for? There's not really anything that's kind of, or maybe BPM.
BPM.
It's kind of okay. But given that Jackal the Blackal is very much not your standard rap artist.
No.
Maybe not.
No, very, very internet culture rapper.
Yeah.
And very, very popular on TikTok for sick dancing on Dance Dance Revolution.
Can I dance as well.
You know Dance Dance Revolution, Karen?
I don't.
DDR?
Well, I have the app, but I don't really look at it.
But you go into the arcade. You know the one where you see people dancing and you've got the arrows on the floor?
No.
And people are like, the arrows come down the screen and you got to dance along to the arrows as they come down the screen.
Where is this?
At the arcade.
What arcade?
Like where you play
games.
Where you play games at the arcade, like you play air hockey and you play.
I've obviously been in an arcade, but I haven't seen the dance thing. So it's something you jump on and you dance.
You jump on and you
post it on TikTok.
You post it on TikTok and you get 3 million likes.
I bet you do.
This guy's blown up, honestly.
What, was it not his own music? What?
No. Like dancing along to whatever the song is on the thing.
Right. Okay.
He's amazing. Yeah. If you want to see some smooth moves, he really does.
But how can he be any better than anybody else if the arrows are showing you where to do it?
Now that's a great question because it's not Dance Dance Revolution. It's like this crazy new version of it, which I've always wanted to understand. I got to get him to take me to the arcade and show me how to play it. But it's like instead of arrows on the floor, there's just a light up dance floor. And you do have to put your feet in the general area, but it allows for so much more creative expression, like twirls and slides. This guy's the slidiest guy. Honestly, it has to be seen to be believed.
Okay, looking forward to, well, Jackal the Black Hole. You'll have to tell me what he's called by next week.
Well, obviously, no, that's the thing. If it's not online, maybe it's a secret. Maybe I'll be the only one who knows. Well, I'll tell you, though.
Thank you. Tell me.
That's you can good. Be like, hello, Mr. the Black Hole.
Okay, so you've got another track to play from Jackal the Black Hole from Guns Akimbo, and it's Kay's Torch Song, You Love.
Yeah, that is the other. It's got a music video. It's another great handycam kind of fisheye lens music video. And both of these are off Guns Akimbo, like you said, 0 to 7. And I just want to ask you a quick question. Mm-hmm. What is 0 in Roman numerals? Because the 7 here is in Roman numerals, but there's a 0, which is our Arabic 0.
Is there one?
Yeah, I never thought about it, because whenever you see Roman numerals, it's not like it's talking about the year 0. But there was a year 0 in Rome. I don't know if they probably didn't call it that when it happened, though, eh? Food for thought.
I'm surprised you just didn't Google it.
Yeah, but it's like sometimes you don't Google things so you can chat about them with Karen. Right. I'm surprised you didn't Google it. Shut down.
No, but yeah, and also it's too easy, isn't it?
Yeah. Googling. Yeah, Googling. It's replacing the town square where everybody would go, and they'd go, what's 0 in Roman numerals?
Yeah, it's replacing your brain.
Yeah, mate. Don't get me started.
Okay. Kay's Torch Song, maybe this is for me, You Love.
Mm.
Y-U-L-U-V.
This one goes out to Karen.
All very hip-hoppy. Here we go. Here's Jackal the Black Hole.
Could be on a bass. You could just hear a melody in your head. You'd play something on a piano.
For all I care for, fair dawn to my dog awake for compliments my hair worn. Glare forking close, historic use to stand a fair scorn. Pair poke the bolts, the loose refrains to cut a prayer short. Bear quarry warred, cracking on a quarrel, demon turf. Lover carried coffee choke with jackal rope to seek it first. Fair aroma bore a burr, decent on egregious terms. Constant loaf leave, I keep it loaded, know my feelings burning, dreads grown. Cascading vocals, no unleashed converse. Chest pokey vocal was a head pusher. Piece the murk, head strokes, less spoken, focus on your breathing perch. Catch a breath compulsive, keeping sense, there was a deep concern. Said cope, mulching much assumption, keeping meek reserved. Stomach bloated, overproof, drunk shit, do me worth. Lovers code and people choose to flush their face off, poke a stare, pair perfect, date table, hope to match on droopy smirks. Smack face to give up the path for every weekend work. Handshake, pair, her departure was a coup de burst. Laughing flickers in the air, daydreaming loopy him. Charming cause I had a stitch to wear, why not a suit and serve? Snake hiss, pat about him heart, heat and aching ring. Waking wind was gathered by her palms, it wasn't new to her. Sure fruit was stand beside my arms, was just a slacking friend. Tap send off hands, smiling heart was such a happy end. More nuisance, hair on in my ear, I warn, retract the pen for sure. Cupid, wave changed the boy, I never chatted then. Talking to his stutters, bidding in others in tandem swept. Force rules, meandering the bus, rides to bank for fits. Corner off my mirror, soul loosened skin, my daisy lips. Spat the end, sprawling bruised to merit with a safety pin. Short fuse, staggered on the thumbs of time, I got the phoenix. Torch consumed, baggers was a jump for me, my shot was sheeping. Love, loving you, it's love is really gone quick. Tried to make up love an ample place where we belonged fit. Bond rifting once the channel changed on time the fog lifts. Remote trips, dust between the edge beside the song skipped. Wolf set, I'm sort of pale in sorrow daily. Dog tricks and song sentence. Running scale and rondo made it conflict. A taking sword, yarn to sell the combo, save a long quip. Confession short, fuck a sip tomorrow, it was a long shift. It was a long shift.
That just stops abruptly. That wasn't me.
No.
Technically having quite a good day today.
Yeah. Right. And like I said before, I'm already touching wood, so we're all good.
Jackal the Blackal and Kay's torch song, You Love. Jackal the Blackal is next week's demo. God, they'll be recording the song this week. This is going to be a great project for you this week.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, and thank you for illuminating us on what November the 7th was. It's the election. Nothing to do with Bob Marley.
Auspicious.
Yeah, on the 7th of November. And, oh, here you go, Finn. Zero isn't required when you're counting something and you have nothing. You have nothing.
Cool. Zero isn't required when you're counting something and you have nothing.
You have nothing.
No, I mean, it's a good point. Cool. Thanks for that.
Did you watch the Artemis 2 taking off?
No, is that a rocket?
Yeah, that's a rocket. The one that's going to the moon.
No.
Oh, it was truly, it was like, you know, holy, as they took off, watched it live.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it was in terms of this, talking about zero to the speed that they got up to was absolutely incredible. The speed that they arrived at, I'm going to tell you, was the spacecraft was traveling at more than 17,500 miles per hour, 8 minutes after the launch.
See, the mind boggles. I mean, that I don't even know how to conceptualize that.
28,000 Ks per hour with four people on board.
God. And that was launched from the States, was it?
Yeah.
Because miles.
NASA, you know, all of that.
NASA. I'm not being a dick.
One of my sons works at Rocket Lab, so of course they were all watching.
Okay.
So was the other one, actually, who's in the Air Force.
Ah, yeah, I was thinking because I knew you had an Air Force pedigree. I thought that this is, rockets must be something Karen's into.
I actually into space, definitely into space. Mm. Aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm into space. I think you'd be stupid to not be interested in space. It's quite a lot, though. It's quite existential.
It's quite a lot.
Yeah. It's quite a lot. I don't have uncomplicated opinions about space. Yeah, but I was looking at the moon yesterday. It was so good.
Was it?
Yes, and I guess that's about all I got to say on the subject.
Righto, that's all. You can go now.
Yeah.
And sort yourself out for next week for Jackal.
Nice.
Mr. Blackal. And find out what his name is.
I will.
Roger, roger.
All right, roger, roger. Thanks for having me, Karen.
Yep, see you next week, and good luck with the recording.
Thank you.